We are recording.
Okay, thank you. Well, good afternoon and welcome everyone. I'd like to officially initiate the Lehigh County Research and Development Authority Board of Governors meeting. It is December 18th, 2020 and 3 o'clock. First item of business is, and then certainly introduction of guests. And there are no guests. Next, we'll have the approval of participation by electronic means. And of course, this is allowing us to both have individuals via the online platform Zoom as well as face-to-face. So if I could get a motion for that.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, it's been properly motioned and second, the approval of participation by electronic means. All in favor, acknowledge with aye.
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 Motion carries.
The rest of you over there don't get to vote on this part. They're approving for you to vote on the future stuff. And it should be noted that we do have a quorum in the room.
Okay. And any modifications to the agenda?
No.
Okay, none. And public comments, there have been none that have been provided to
you? We have not received any.
No. Okay, great. Well, then we'll move quickly into the memorandum of understanding. Ron, if you'll move us through these action items.
Yes, as I briefed all of you previously, we have completed a number of documents related to Project Juggernaut. Document that we need to approve is the Memorandum of Understanding in which OEB pays LCRDA $805,000 to fund some of our future strategic initiatives of the authority.
Okay, that is the first action item. Is there a motion?
I'll move it.
Second.
Okay, is there any discussion? Okay, it's been.
Madam Chair, I'll just say great work by Ron. I'm sure you were involved too. And our counsel, Melissa, thank you for working through all the details with OED on this.
You are exactly right. It's been a lot of hard work and fast and furious. So kudos to Ron and the team and Melissa to making sure we land it. So it's been properly motioned and second, the approval of the. All in favor, acknowledge with aye.
Aye.
Opposition? Motion carries. There. Item 7.
So the next item is subjecting the out parcel to our covenants and restrictions for Innovation Park. So we would like to move the out parcel in, and this supplemental declaration does that, accomplishes that.
Okay.
I appreciated this work too.
Okay, properly motioned and second, the approval of the out parcel declaration. All in favor, acknowledge with aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposition?
Item 8 is a termination of the right of first refusal that we previously granted for a portion of the out parcel. With the leasing of the out parcel, this right of first refusal is no longer needed or appropriate.
Absolutely. So we've heard the staff recommendation. Is there a motion?
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Have a motion and a second for the termination of right of first refusal. All in favor, acknowledge with aye.
Aye.
Opposition? Motion carries. And bringing us in for landing, Ron, number 9.
Number 9 is the lease to Project Juggernaut Company for the, it's a ground lease for the 12-acre out parcel owned by the authority and a sublease for, to amend the sublease to their existing lease for approximately 4-acre lot that is owned by the state that we lease.
Okay.
And let me add one more thing that's not clear here. There's also a memorandum of lease that is used to record the ground lease with the county. So that is also included in your packet.
Madam Chair, just so it's a matter of public record and it's in the minutes, I know it's in the agreement, but it might not hurt just to take 1 minute and summarize the terms of the lease.
Okay, not at all, not a problem.
So the ground lease is for approximately 12 acres. It is for a term that goes through 2074. And at the end of 2074, it can be ex- extended at market value. Because we pulled the parcel into the covenants and restrictions, it'll be subject to CAN fees. It will also allow for the company at their option to request that the parcel be included in the PUD. And it has a, they have 5 years to develop the property, or they'll be required to pay us the fair market value that we previously determined based on a, and then the sublease is for approximately 4 acres of land that is on the state lease land included in our master lease with the state. It too is basically an amendment to our existing lease with the company, and the termination provision is similar in that after 5 years, if the parcel, the 12-acre parcel, has not been developed as specified in the lease, then there'll be a they'll have to pay us the fair market value as we determine from the appraisal. Is that sufficient?
Faith, questions regarding that? I think that was a great suggestion to have it summarized.
Madam Chair, having been one of the few people in Tallahassee that traveled internationally to help solicit this company to move its operations to Tallahassee, I'd be privileged to offer the motion to approve this.
I would absolutely accept that. Is there a second that follows?
Second.
Second.
Very good. So it's been properly motioned and second the approval of the out parcel ground lease. All those in favor acknowledge the aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposition? Motion carries.
Madam Chair, can I ask a question real quick?
Absolutely.
Again, great work on this. We are still under the provision calling this project Juggernaut.
Correct.
Do we know, we will be notified when that, I'm not sure what code of silence or whatever the terminology is, when that is lifted?
Yes.
Okay.
And you'll probably know before I do. It will be announced.
It will be announced publicly. That's probably how we're going to find out. Okay.
And we expect that.
Okay. And it will be announced by Juggernaut, not us.
Correct.
Okay.
And what I've asked Ron to do, that as soon as it is announced, that right now that we be prepared with our remarks and release to go immediately thereafter, but realizing that they're taking the lead, but we are immediately afterwards.
With a press release.
With a press release. Correct. That's great. Okay.
Just wanted to affirm, because this is, we've been waiting a while, but
yes,
we're still under that those rules about
calling
exactly
the juggernaut.
Right.
It is.
Okay.
Good. One thing that Melissa has raised is that when the motion was restated, it said the ground lease. But to make it clear that the motion, as we laid it out, was for the ground lease, the sublease, and the memorandum of lease, was for all three. And can we just confirm?
As the motion made, I'll confirm that as part of my request or motion.
And the second, I would confirm that as well. Do we need to take the vote again?
Yeah, we can do it again.
Or,
I mean,
yeah, okay.
Okay.
So restating the motion, Dave makes the motion again, I'll second. Yeah.
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks for catching that, Melissa. Good,
yeah,
night.
Good catch.
Okay, no, not at all. So we have a motion and a second. Is all those in favor, please acknowledge with a sign aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries. All right, there we go. So I won't mess that up. And then again, any new business?
I would
Chair, if I might, I'm going to ask Commissioner Kristen Dozier's comments about Ron and his staff and Melissa. This was a really, I guess, a difficult project to put together in the short term in order, but having read it, it appears that it's very competent, very complete, and I commend our staff for handling this in such an efficient manner. Well done, team.
Absolutely. I don't think we could say that enough. I know that there have been some questions, but Ron worked through those expeditiously along with Melissa's leadership. So, yeah, just absolutely amazing. And I will say, and I know there may be others that want to add to it, but it's been a phenomenal closing out the year.
for the park, and just it's just amazing. It's exciting to be around this table and to know that so many great things are happening. Literally all of our check marks that we were bringing up in our strategic planning session, those things are closing out now. So really I'm excited about what the future holds. Do you have anything to say?
No.
Okay, you're gonna say okay.
I just wanted to second that. I am really excited about where everything is and very hopeful that we go into the new year, the world starts to look more like and you know everything just moves forward. So
you're exactly right. We didn't put that on our wish list, but I'm hopeful. If we put it on there, then at the rate we're going, we'll get that too. So there we go. Ron, and then Kristen.
I was just going to piggyback and say, I think last week I made a comment to Ron. If anyone's going to have a good year, Innovation Park is having a good year. So at least there's a bright spot for all of us. I could extend that to the community of OED with some of this. So, and this may have just been mentioned, but since we are all together, Tom and Mary Jo and I had a great two meetings, a lot of work by Ron and our architects moving forward. So we've been out here 3 times in the last week, and it really, we can feel that momentum. So this is huge. And thank you, Ron, and all the staff, Melissa, for all the work you've done. Yeah.
Absolutely. And thank you, Kristen and Tom, for that. I think, Dave, were you going to say something, or anyone else? And I know, Ron, you wanted to say something as well.
I'm good. Merry Christmas. Happy New Year, doll.
Okay. Yeah. Same here, Ron.
Yeah, I just want to say again, thank you to everyone for their kind words, and also your segue into what I wanted to update on and what Kristen was talking about is what happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So the evaluation committee for our RFQ on the architect conducted interviews yesterday with our shortlisted group and ranked the final three. And so our number one selection that we will now begin negotiating the architect contract with and pricing is Lewis and Whitlock.
Yeah.
And the second place firm is a firm out of Gainesville called Walker Architect. Mm-hmm. And the third place team was DAG Architect, and which is a local firm as well. So according to the RFQ and statute, we'll start negotiations with the first ranked firm. And if we're unable to agree to terms, we'll move on to the second and so on. So that's where we're at in the process. And the intention is to have an agreement in place for the executive committee meeting next month and present that there where it could be approved and then forwarded to the board for approval at the February board meeting and so that we can get moving. So the good news is, and we're gonna quote these architects and they're not gonna be able to back out, is that, they think they can get it done on time. So that was the most important thing I heard.
I like that quote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we can get
that was the most important thing I heard in the whole
I would just add to that, there's some nice synergy here because we having EDA grant experience was really critical. And the fact that TCC was awarded an EDA grant a year ago, and I mean that was a big piece of this, that they had been working through that process. Yeah. They've gotten a lot of experience, but the team they filled out with their consultants, it was really exceptional just to bring that expertise in. So it's not just a local firm. They've got others who've worked on a lot of different lab and incubator spaces that look like ours or could look similar to ours. But all five who submitted were great firms. It was a hard choice when it came down to it, but I think we had a really good round of presentations yesterday.
Yeah. On the critical path to me along that architectural line is us assessing the programming. Have we got ideas on how to start that?
Yeah, we do, and we're going to be working with Mary Jo as quickly as we can to get that process started, not waiting for the contract to be signed. So that'll be a big part of next month as well.
Okay.
Obviously getting past these next 2 weeks and then going pretty fast and furious on that. So we're going to stay heavily focused on this to the extent
that we'll do those two things in conjunction. Okay, good.
Yeah, so at least when the architects are signed, we'll have some good information at least started, or at least the process laid out for how we're going to get this, identifying who the major players are. And that was something we saw, was that all three firms said, you know, part of this process is the planning part,
mm-hmm.
and bringing people in, the stakeholders, not just the owners, but the stakeholders, and really identifying how it's going to be used and how it needs to be designed. So I think they have a pretty good process laid out. We'll get that again. We got to be careful. It's going to be hard to get too far ahead of the architects and their process, but at least we'll get the people thinking about it and gathering information as much as we can.
Sounds like a plan. Great progress, and thank you to the committee for your hard work and having to do it so quickly, but thank you for committing your time and effort.
And Mary Jo Spector as well, who's part of the committee.
Absolutely,
and
too.
She has been a phenomenal resource. I'm still giving her stuff to do,
mm-hmm.
and for this next step in the process, and having an architect on the committee has been invaluable.
That's great to hear, and you're right, we'll be fast and furious in the new year. Is there any other new business?
I wanted to congratulate Eric for whatever it was that he was awarded. I'm sorry, you know, not being in academe, I'm not real familiar, but it sounded really good. So
what happened, Eric?
Yeah,
tell us
about
it.
I was named, I guess is the word, fellow of the National Academy of Inventors.
Oh, wow.
For past work, basically.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, all this stuff, I never knew it. I thought it was really interesting.
I'm not sure why we didn't have that red carpet ready for
this
forgiven.
Yeah. Okay, well, congratulations on that,
yes.
All. And I'd like to say, just everybody, have a great holiday season. Be safe out there. Thank you for your work this year. A lot of work in the new year to come, but with that, motion to adjourn. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, everybody.
Congratulations, Eric.
Yes.
Which?